I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWS, WWL Radio, we have on with us on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, Glenn West, senior LSU writer for the Bengal Tiger on 3 Sports. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us. I got this text sent to me, and they were like, well, we didn't see a ton of the practice sessions today at LSU, just a little bit early on, but a couple of things stood out. One, Sam Leavitt threw the football really well. Secondly, we could hear Coach O's voice pretty good along. And no matter where you were standing, you were hearing it. And Dylan Jones running with the first team at running back. So I'll get you to comment a little bit on all three before Bobby and Deuce jump in.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think Leavitt was out there today going through 100% of the practice, and that's what you wanted to see, right? I mean, he really ramped things up this summer, seemed to be getting 100% healthy. And so to get to this point where he's now practicing and fully ready to go, I think Coach Kiffin said it best today. It's just going to be a matter of getting the chemistry and the timing down with the receivers. That's just something that'll take time. Sounds like they've done a really good job of getting some good work on that already this summer. So just continuing to hone that in, I think, will be really the next big step for him. I think with the Coach O piece, you know, he was brought in for two things. He was brought in to help with recruiting, which he did a great job of over the course of the summer here. LSU's class went from a class of 4 to a class of 16 over the summer. They brought in a bunch of players, and a lot of those recruits really connected, I think, with Coach O and his messaging. So, but the second part of that was that he can really help with the defensive line. He's one of the most well-respected defensive line coaches in the country, and somebody that I think can, when you know, he's out there and he's shouting out his instruction and his technique, you know, those players will listen. So that's the second piece to why he was brought in, and that was good to see here on day one as well. And then Dylan Jones, yeah, absolutely, is going to be right in the middle of it for the running back reps. I think it was interesting today. Caden Durham also worked in a little bit with the ones. Harlan Berry was maybe more with the twos, but I think that's a very fluid situation at running back. Like, I think coming in, we kind of expected maybe that to be a position group that had a lot of snaps and playing time open for up for grabs, and it certainly appears that way here as we start fall camp.
You know, Glenn, and you bring up Dylan Jones, and if you look at Wisconsin history, Wisconsin football, the running backs, and the potential maybe going into the NFL, that is never a bad, I guess, because how Wisconsin's been structured to look north, so to speak. When you look at that lineage of great runners like Ron Dayne, remember his household name, Monte Ball, Melvin Gordon, Jonathan Taylor. Look at Jonathan Taylor. So what you think, look what he's meant to the Colts. So, but I think he's kind of been under the radar. His stats at Wisconsin, look, he's 5'11", 211. His stats, just 92 carries, 388 yards. a couple of touchdowns. So I guess that, you know, under the radar transfer, that you're not going to look at it. Oh, well, look at the numbers he put up when he transferred to LSU. But there's something about when you find those diamonds in the rough, maybe not the numbers you like at Wisconsin, but giving him the opportunity. All of a sudden, like you say, he's taking reps with the first unit.
Yeah, look, I think Coach Kiffin and certainly Kevin Smith, the running backs coach, they have a pretty good history here recently of finding some of those diamonds in the rough. I mean, you go back to even last year when, you know, Kewon Lacy was brought in from Missouri, had basically no production at Missouri during his freshman year, and he really breaks out and is, you know, becomes one of the best running backs in the country in just one season under those guys. And I think you can definitely, you'll lump in Dylan Jones with that kind of find. I mean, I think LSU was really impressed with what he was able to give them back in the spring, and it just looks like he's improved upon that momentum. I think last year he was battling a little bit of some injury stuff with Wisconsin, so he didn't get to play his full allotment of games, but that's also pretty good for LSU because it means there's less wear and tear on those tires, and so I think Dylan Jones is in for a pretty massive year, and I think that Barry and certainly Caden Durham will factor in as well in that running back room.
And Glenn, to stay on the offensive side of the ball, another one that, you know, because people transfer and trying to get familiar with is a wide receiver, Jackson Harris. This mm-hmm. is intriguing to me. Look, here's a native of Berkeley, California. He was a late find for Stanford, what I was reading in like 2023, his recruiting class, a late find. But then he bounced to Hawaii after sparse playing time in his first two collegiate seasons. But this caught my attention. I was telling Mike, look, 6'2", like 205-pound target. But all of a sudden, you look, he's averaging 19.7 yards per catch. Now you look at the, he was all Mountain West. Okay, what does that mean? I don't know. It's still major conference football. I mean, we look at college football. That he had a conference best 12 touchdown grabs, 963 yards receiving on just 49 catches. That's intriguing to me, considering the production. You talk about splash play, chunk play. Anytime, I mean, you get your attention if you're over 14 yards and definitely over 18 yards. But 19.7, that's almost to averaging 20 yards a catch with 49 catches and 12 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think he was top 10 in the country or right around there in yards per catch last year. And he's an explosive playmaker. Like, he's somebody that LSU brought in with that in mind, that he can go out there and you know, make guys miss tackles. He can go be a vertical threat for LSU as one of the outside receivers. And he came in and really impressed them in the spring. And he's, you know, another one of those guys that seems to just really built on that momentum and has a pretty strong connection, I think, with Sam Levitt. And so he's going to absolutely factor in. I think the wide receiver room is probably the other position on the offense that it's just like there's so much up in the air about who's going to help complement what Tre'Dez Green can do. Because I do think at the end of the day, Tre'Dez is probably going to be your top target, your number one go-to guy in this offense. But you need those receivers on the outside and certainly in the slot to help complement this passing offense. And Jackson Harris, I think, is going to absolutely factor into that. I think Winston Watkins in the slot is going to be another really interesting name to watch over the course of fall camp. Somebody that came in with obviously some knowledge of this offense being at Ole Miss last year, and I think is poised to make a pretty big jump here in year two. And then guys like Jace Brown and Phillip Wright, Jackson Harris, like we mentioned, like there's going to be a lot of guys that factor into this thing, I think, from a passing game perspective. But at receiver, they needed to find some vertical threats in this offense. They didn't have a lot of that the previous 2 years, and I think that Harris absolutely fits that bill.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Well, I got to ask you, you know, I know we spoke, you know, just the impact that Coach O could have on that defense, but just, you know, overall, what were your first impressions and, you know, where do you think that unit could go overall as far as a union, not just the defensive line?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a top 25, top 30 defense a year ago under Coach Baker. And I think that as the season played out, you could see that maybe there were some areas that LSU could continue to improve upon. And so I do think that there's some real star power now at safety when you talk about Ty Benefield coming in from Boise State. He's been one of the most talked about players probably on the entire team this offseason with the way that he's worked. Prince Weluman Mielen up front is kind of that star edge rusher that I think has been missing from this defense for a couple years now. And what we know about Blake Baker's scheme is that they like to create lots of different pressure packages. They like to blitz from all parts of the defense. And having a star edge rusher, I think, could really help open some things up for this defense here in 2026. So I think it's got top 25 potential. They've got, you know, a bunch of returning players, some experienced older veterans, guys like Whit Weeks and T.J. Dottery, who have played at linebacker in the SEC now for multiple seasons. So I think they're expecting another jump from this defense, to be quite honest with you. And, you know, maybe some of the biggest X factors could be these freshman defensive linemen, guys like Lamar Brown, Richard Anderson, Deuce Geralds. They're all working in with the ones and twos right now at the very start of fall camp. So it's a very, very exciting time, I think, for this defense.
Last question for you, Glenn. We've talked so much about Umon Malin, defensive end, but Jordan Ross, because, man, if you can get him cranked up, highly recruited football player, and LSU was able to get him, if you could get both those guys cranked up with Umon Malin and now Jordan Ross, I think that would be a huge, huge plus for this defense.
Yeah, absolutely it would be, because, you know, I do think right now they're going to be rotating some guys in throughout fall camp at that spot. It looks like Jordan Ross is going to maybe be able to hold on to that position. He started fall camp today, you know, opposite of Umon Mielen with that first team. So he's a guy, like you mentioned, a former five-star, came in a few years ago to Tennessee, and maybe hasn't quite lived up to the expectations yet. I think maybe a change of scenery was needed for him. That was something that he talked about when we were able to catch up with him back in the spring. But very talented player, great athlete, somebody that I think has a lot of untapped potential, and we'll see if LSU's able to unlock it. But for LSU to really kind of be the explosive pass rush unit that they want, you're certainly going to need Umon Mielen to perform well, but you're going to need somebody on the opposite side of him to play well as well, because, you know, you offenses will be able to game plan for just one guy like Umon Mielen, and if they don't feel like there's a very big threat on the other side of him, they can certainly send double teams and things of that nature to kind of make his life a little bit more difficult. So Jordan Ross is going to be an absolutely huge piece to try to get this thing right here in 2026 for that unit.
Now, Glenn, before we let you run, the rankings come out. I think that's about right if you're being objective, like LSU ranked 13th. I mean, to me, and that's close enough, you know. You don't want to ever be like, because then you play catch-up kind of. That 13, okay, 12 teams go to the playoffs. So I think that's a good spot. What's your take on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this was a 7-6 football team a year ago, and they needed to do some serious, you know, renovations to both sides of the ball, which is why Lane Kiffin and this new front office staff, this new offensive staff, were brought in here. And I think it speaks to the kind of talent that they brought in, but also maybe speaks to a little bit of like the question marks within the coaching staffs around the country about, okay, they brought in 60 new players. Can this group of really good, talented players become a team? And that's really what this offseason has been about. It's going to be what fall camp is about. And we should have our answer pretty quickly when you talk about Clemson at Ole Miss and Texas A&M all in the first month of the season.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to have you on. Super insights. Day one, a lot more stuff. But one thing, keep Whit Weeks healthy.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Well, if he wants to marry Coach Kiffin's daughter, he better kick butt for LSU. I think that's what Coach Kiffin said. Yeah, I'm gonna wait to see how he plays this year if I want him in the family.
Thank you. That's a good point. So, yeah, it's a lot's on the line for Whit Weeks this year, for sure.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it, bud.
Thank you, guys.
All righty. That was Glenn West, covers the LSU Tigers.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.